Okay, so you're allowed to take pictures on Tisha B'Av. Straight up question. For example, you have, you know, some program on Tisha B'Av and you want to take pictures for the paper. So you can say, oh, this is a great program. Or like Felton said, by the Kotel, you want to take a picture of the Kotel. And if you all go to Yeshiva World News on Tisha B'Av, you always see pictures of these Gedolim saying Kinos. So how do they get those pictures taken? Is it permitted to take a picture on Tisha B'Av? So, yeah, but the question is, though, where do those minhagim come from that we're not supposed to ask about? So, two issues need to be addressed. Issue number one is it malacha? You're not going to do work, maybe, on Tisha B'Av. And issue number two is, does it detract from your mindset on Tisha B'Av, which is supposed to be the focus of the day, and by taking pictures, you become a paparazzi, it maybe detracts from your focus of the day. So Rav Gamliel Rabinovich asked this question to Rav Baruch Dodon, who's Rosh Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Dodon said, well, look, why in general are you not allowed to work on Tisha B'Av? Why are you not supposed to do work? So some reasons that they give, and Truma Sedeshin gives the reason, is because work keeps you content and happy and focused. And without work, sometimes you're on spiel because you know you have nothing to do. So you like, just sit there going crazy. So therefore, it's better to give this inoy, this affliction of not working on Tisha B'Av will make you go crazy. That's the point, and therefore you shouldn't work. Magen Avram says you don't want to have be meisiach das from the avelus by working. Is going to be busy doing a spreadsheet. You're not going to be focused on the avelus of the day. And the Lavush gives the reason is that really Tisha B'Av is called a moed. A moed, chol moed as well. You're not supposed to do work, and therefore it's similar to chol moed in the sense that you're not supposed to do work on Tisha B'Av. Shulchan Aruch says different places have different minhagim. Some places, if you have a minhag not to do work, you shouldn't do work. If you have a minhag to do work, you do work. Says the Ramah, our minhagim is nowadays that v'noagu la'achmer ad chatzos, we're machmer ad chatzos b'chol melacha, with every work, but sheyesh ba shihoi. What does that mean? That it's kshiyoi ktsas, that it takes time to do the work. Aval, davar she'ein bo shihoi, if there's a work, malacha, which doesn't take any time, kigon, hadlakas neros, lighting a candle is technically a malacha, takes 5 seconds to light a fire, turn on a switch, so then that's permitted. Or he says, kshira, you want to tie your shoes, whatever it is, or tie something which you wouldn't normally tie on Shabbos. You could tie on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it only takes a second. Based upon this, says of Baruch Dodon, he writes, he says, lefize, mutar litzalem b'yom Tisha B'Av. You should be allowed to take pictures on Tisha B'Av. Shariat silam b'mitzalemos sheb yemenu. Our cameras nowadays, and certainly our phones nowadays, ain't nasa boshia maruba. It doesn't take a long time to take the picture. Elo lechitzas kafter v'silo. You press a button and shine. Well, v'shir zman shekazeh ain't misiach das min avelus. The second it's going to take for you to take a picture, it's not going to detract from the focus of the day. He says, v'adrab, on the contrary, ipucha mistabr, shari kasher mitzal misavle tiyom rishulayim besakinos. If Yeshiva World News posts all these pictures of Gedolim sitting on the floor and crying, you know, and saying kinos, oh, mitzam es anosh marabim poktim es hakosol maravi, where you see people crying by the kosol maravi, v'adai shamayim mitzecher l'chorban. Is that going to detract from your avelus? No, it's going to remind you of the avelus. Barosu eshever basami b'chiyosim taniyosim. When you see Jews in pain and suffering and fasting, that's going to encourage the fast. He compares it, he says, to writing. Are you allowed to write on Tisha B'Av? He says, according to most poskim, you're allowed to. It only takes a second, especially if it's about Tisha B'Av. Totally fine to do. He also extols the virtues of these, you know, Tisha B'Av programs, that you have pictures and videos of the kinos, the OU webcast, right? What's the purpose of that? It encourages us to have Tisha B'Av. So if someone's sitting there taking a picture or a video of that program, he says, this is great. But what about, a great question, you have a bris milah on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to take pictures of a bris that occurs on Tisha B'Av. So he writes, yes. Why? Because it's a davar ha'avud. You're allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av if you're going to lose the business. If you have a deal which you can't push off, or your boss is going to fire you if you don't come in on Tisha B'Av, for sure you're allowed to work. Same thing, if you don't take a picture of this bris, no, then the kid's going to grow up at his bar mitzvah video. You're going to have no pictures of his bris. It's a davar avod, right? Oh, it's for Shabbos. Yeah, okay. Shabbos is mlacha deraisa. Here it's only, it's a good point. Shabbos, you're right. It's a deraisa. There's no way out. But here, it's only like Chol HaMoed. So it's a davar avod for something's going to be lost. We allow you to do work in such a situation because it's not as strict of an issur. It's a good point. So therefore, though, he says it's permitted to take videos of a bris. They asked this question to the Avnei Derech, one of Prince, is Rosh Shiva, and Eretz Yisrael, by Begun, I believe. And they said, are you allowed to take pictures on Tisha B'Av? And he says, well, look, Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, they all write that if it's going to be Shihoi, it's going to take a long time to do Malach, it's Aser. But if not, it should be permitted. So therefore, he says like this. He says, to take a little picture of Kinos in the middle of the recitation, to video it. So Chumrah shouldn't video the Kinos. Why? This is what happens. Dopes like me don't know how to use your camera or even the fancy schmancy cameras. What's that? What happens? Shari pa'amim rabos, many times, his askus vokeches man rav. Dealing with the camera takes a lot of time. Why? Ek of takalos, you know, it breaks. Nisayon v'chadei desatzilam, I don't know what that means. They sharpen it. You have to focus. You have to set it up. The picture of the whole thing. You're going to be so busy with your camera, you know what you're going to forget to do? Say kinos. Or forget to focus on the kinos. He says, but to take a picture in there, he says it's permitted. He says, aye, what about your point? Every yeshiva world news, every paper has all these gedolim sitting on the floor reciting kinos. So what's pshat? If you refrain from being in those pictures, you're a kaddish tikka yid.
No?
And don't take any pictures of me. No, but my son, it's either the Rebbe's, if the Rebbe's knew what was going on,
they smile.
He says they shouldn't do it. So then, but he was okay with the picture here or there. Then Rav Avnei Derech, he writes to Vinite Gavrio, Rav Zinner, from Love Williamsburg, Bar Park, right? And Vinite Gavrio, a big mechaber sefer, is a papa dayan. He says, you missed the point. Hesech Hadas. It's usher. Taking a picture is going to cause you for those few seconds to be focused on your pictures. How it's going to fit into your album. How it's going to fit. You're going to take away your mind from the kinos usher across the board. Pretty. Because it's also going to cause kalus rosh. It's going to cause you to be lightheaded, which is true. You're busy thinking with your camera. Look at the pictures. Oh, look at the picture I got of this Rebbe crying on the floor. You know, this is a joke. They asked this question to the Mishnah Yosef, my eighth cousin in Saligura Rosh Yeshiva, and he was asked the same question by Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, and the Mishnah Yosef, he writes that this is not about malacha. Don't confuse Isser malacha like Shabbos. He says he doesn't like the whole comparison. Why? He says, because you're not going to take a tiyul on Tisha B'Av. You're not going to take a walk on Tisha B'Av. Why? That has nothing to do with malacha. You know why? Because you want to decrease happiness on Tisha B'Av. So even things that are not malachas are asur. So he therefore says it is forbidden to take a picture of a non-Tisha B'Av item on Tisha B'Av. Because he says it detracts from the day. To take pictures of people who are in kinos, so that he already is a little wishy-washy. He says better not to do what he says because it's going to become a whole production. I.e. Yeshiva World News. There's all these 30 pictures of every single gadol on the wall, all the shots. Once it becomes a production like that, he says it's better not to do it. You can take a picture here and there for the paper, maybe. Okay, so you could memorialize the program. Maybe there's room to be lenient. So you see the post coming across the board. Probably the focus shouldn't be. Definitely you shouldn't take pictures of your kids doing fun stuff on Tisha B'Av. That seems pretty clear. To take a picture of a Tisha B'Av program, you know, for Lahagdil Tyre to show how many people are at the program, maybe there's room to be lenient. Once it becomes all production, better to refrain from doing so. Shkoyach.